I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, our 400th show. 400.
That's more a than lot. A few.
Yeah. 410 years of shows. Now, there was a point there, there was a place like where I
three-year gap or so.
Gave up and went, eh. Not doing it anymore. But I got over it. So, we have a Chromecast.
Yes.
Keep that in mind. Okay, this is in a box. In a box.
Yep.
And it has even accessories and like power things and
usually helpful.
So forth. My son, the Game Master, you've heard me talk about him. You've seen him on one or two shows over the years. And what we do is we have a tradition of doing the 100th show, the 200th show, the 300th show, and now
the 500th.
The 400th show. No, the 500th will come in another 10 years.
No. Hopefully not.
Hopefully
in
not.
10 years.
But anyway. So, there you go. Now, as far as actual tech content, there won't be hardly any this week. But that's
not my job, man.
Not his job. Not even my job this week, because we're celebrating the 400th show. So that's what that's about. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. I like doing that.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yes, it's all in the enunciation.
Question is, can we get our cat in the shot?
I know, she is over there in the floor looking at us like, what are you doing?
She doesn't look good.
This is actually our dining room.
Technically.
Which we've used probably 6 or 7 times.
Something like that. A few times to play board games.
True. And occasionally for like Thanksgiving dinners and so forth. Yes, there's actually a game back in the background. But this is an actual table. And it's covered with plastic, which I've always been very strange about, because plastic on glass, I don't know. But anyway, it's better than plastic on couches.
Oh.
Have you ever sat on a plastic on a couch?
Yes. No, I have.
Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yes, the fact that there won't be any tech content. The reason is, of course, we're giving away a Chromebook. No, it's not, but I'm making
that
up.
That's not a Chromebook.
Chromecast.
It's a very small Chromebook.
It's a very tiny. This is a Chromebook. This is a Chromebook. This is a Chromecast.
Yes.
Operative word being Chrome.
Yeah, there's so much Chrome involved.
Chrominess.
You can see the Chrome just shining off of it.
The Chrominess. But the Chromecast we're going to give away. Now we have 7 folks.
Yes.
That have sent in their proper. What's the subject line? Yeah, you know, when I talked about it, I talked about how the subject line, people would know what that was, and now I'm having a hard time remembering what it is. So that's okay. The subject line should have said Chromecast giveaway. These folks actually did have Chromecast giveaway in their subject line, so they fully qualified. Now, there wasn't anyone that sent a subject line of what? You know, all of them are included. So don't worry that anybody got excluded. We're very inclusive here.
I see.
Okay, so in order to properly pick the person who wins the Chromecast for the 400th show, I defer to the Game Master, who has his die.
I brought my assortment of D&D dice. We have a D6. We have 2 D10s.
Yes.
We have a D12. We have a D20. And we have a D8, which is the closest to 7, so I guess we'll roll this.
So we'll roll that way. That's the
and
way we
if,
roll.
If we roll an 8, then we'll just re-roll it.
Okay. Oh, that's good. What do we get?
We get a 2.
A 2?
Yeah.
It's a 2. You sure it's a 2?
Yes.
Okay. I'm looking at different die. It looks to
2.
Me like a 3, but...
2.
Oh, wait, you read it that way?
Yeah.
Oh! 2. So now I look at the list of people who sent in the thing with the proper name. And the name involved, now they're using the Chromebook, so, you know, That's good.
Probably should have had this up earlier.
Yes. Is Wes. So Wes wins. I'm not going to use his last name because you're not supposed to do that when you're doing these kinds of shows. So, Wes, I'll send you an email shortly and tell you that I need your regular address, your mailing address, not your email address because I already had that. But anyway, I need to know where to send this. So there you go.
Quite. And these will go back in the back.
Isn't that a very ornate case? It's chainmail.
It's a chainmail bag. I don't know what
he does these things. Okay. So we're going to talk about, since we don't have any like real content, we're making it up as we go along. We did see something really cool from the Microsoft event this past week.
That is true, actually, yes.
I was impressed. If you have a chance, go check it out. It's on YouTube, and it is a demonstration of the wearable hologram. Guy has a hologram on his hand that looks like one of those Mega Man launchers.
Sort of.
Anyway, he was playing a game where there were robots coming out of a device that came through the wall, and he was fighting them off with the firing thing. And it
for the record, this was the HoloLens glasses.
HoloLens, yes.
Doing that, they had this game set up where you have like a hologram wrapped around your hand that acts like a blaster,
mm-hmm.
and apparently has several different modes that he was activating somehow.
Yeah.
And then there were like he said, enemies that just sort of spawned out of the walls. And the walls themselves appeared to break apart, even though they were perfectly normal in real life, which is pretty cool.
It was very cool. And of course, this is what you see, right? This is what you see while you're doing it with the HoloLens. But they had a special, they have it rigged up to where you can actually see what he's
participating in. Yeah, there's actually a camera that will record the hologram, both. Which is really cool, by the way.
Pretty cool. And so it was like he was living in a video game, which sort of.
Here's my problem with any kind of holodeck-type experience, okay? You aren't a superhero. You can't jump tall buildings in a single bound, which means that you're still... Yeah, but, I mean, if you yourself are the controller, you can't do all the things you could do in a video game.
Yeah. But what if you could stick your hands out and fly and it would look like you're flying?
I mean, the scenery could change around you to make it look like you were flying.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have the sensation of zero grav unless they actually installed
well,
zero grav.
Well, to me, it's almost...
Thing.
It's almost like it's not a holodeck in a way because...
This isn't a holodeck, that's true.
Well, I know, but I'm saying it's almost because it's like it's bringing the holodeck elements into the real physical room. As opposed to creating the whole room.
Right, I see what you mean. It's a different experience. But I'm just saying, my problem with that type of game in general is that it will never quite match up to video games as we know them now.
Well, that's
Until we get to the point where we can simulate leaping tall buildings.
Or we get biologically enhanced and become cyborgs.
That'll work, too. That also, but at that point, why would you even need to pretend?
Well, yeah, then I'd just go
You just actually go
fly.
Shoot people.
I want to fly.
Probably don't actually do that.
You know, I probably wouldn't look cool flying, but I'd like to fly. I'd like to feel the flying experience.
Telekinesis.
Yes, force moving. And, you know, these aren't the droids you're looking for, that kind of thing. I do that to him, and it doesn't work.
No.
He's Sithy. And, you know, I'm more of a Jedi type, although it doesn't seem to work when I do it, so maybe I'm not. I won't even go into the whole Metachlorian thing.
They're cutting that. They've been retconned out.
Right out of it. Which
go, J.J. Abrams.
I'm good for that, you know. Okay.
Although I don't like that you've taken away the expanded universe from us, Abrams.
You're on his list. What can
I
say?
Well, technically Disney.
Well, you're not exactly on his list because he likes everything else, particularly Star Trek.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was Disney that made the decision. It wasn't really his fault.
Yeah, okay. We'll cut him some slack. But Star Trek was also retconned, which I'm also not good with.
That's not a retcon. That's an alternate universe.
It's an alternate universe.
We have been over this.
I don't like it because I'm a Trekker. Original series, back in the day. When I was a kid and walked miles to see it on color TV with a friend that had one because we didn't. It was a long time ago. What can I say? It was the 60s when it was on for real.
For realsies.
So, yes, but we now have not only the Marvel movies and the Marvel universe and the expansion of that and the DC universe with Batman versus Superman, which I'm waiting to see. I'm hopeful. I actually was really upset with Ben Affleck becoming Batman, but actually now that I've seen him...
Why?
He looks... Well, because Ben Affleck. I mean, come on.
I've never seen him in anything other than...
Daredevil?
I've never seen Daredevil.
You never saw the Daredevil movie?
I saw clips from it. But,
okay, well, see, here's the thing. Movies, I know people don't like the Daredevil movie. It was royally panned by the fans. However, I kind of liked it. I thought they did a pretty decent job with it. But my standards are not as high as some people's.
The Daredevil Netflix series, that was good.
That was good.
That was very good.
I mean, I can tell the difference between bad and good, but I go along with things.
And yet he won't deal with Abrams' Star Trek, just saying.
Well, that's wrong. See, now with things that are wrong, I'm just telling you they're wrong. So, but I do watch them because it is Star Trek. You know, it may not really be Kirk and Spock. It may be their stand-ins, but it's still Star Trek. So,
Yes.
I was headed toward the new TV shows.
Yes. Flash and Arrow are back.
The universes are out there in the movie world, but we now have on TV, we have Flash, we have Arrow, we have... Legends of Tomorrow coming. We
Eventually.
Have Supergirl coming.
Supergirl is coming much closer.
Much closer. And, of course, we have Doctor Who, which is not exactly superhero, but, well, he kind of is, sort of.
I mean, you can make an argument.
You can make an argument. So, there are good things.
Let me see, what else? Sleepy Hollow's back, but it's kind of...
It's not the same.
Yeah, they changed a few things around.
Maybe it'll get better.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is better than it was.
Well, it's definitely better than it was.
Than it was. And it has room to get better.
I should say, it's slowly building up.
He's okay with it.
Yeah, first season
I was out. At first he wasn't even going to watch it.
I was out the first season. The second season, it was all right.
I watch it because, after all, it's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Come on, give me a break.
You know, Coulson is worth watching anyway.
Coulson is awesome. I like Coulson. Now he has a robot arm. I mean, come on.
Yes, well.
I'm betting eventually he's going to fire things out of it.
You think?
I hope so. I mean, why not?
Think he's going to become the cyborg of Marvel?
That would be awesome.
Well, I don't know.
You know, but he'll still be Coulson, you know. Tahiti is a magical place.
Nope.
So.
Speaking of magical places,
Yes.
Arrow is now finally getting into magic.
Yes, magics are coming, are here.
Yes.
They stopped Arrows in the midair with a hand gesture type magics.
Yeah, but also the guy, like, apparently seems to be semi-immortal from magic.
Yes, day and dark, and he's got some kind of, I'm assuming, supernatural thing going on with his little statue thingy.
If I had to guess... Mm-hmm. I would realize that I'm talking about the wrong universe. Never mind.
Okay, see, he inherited some of that from me.
I was about to say it was going to be a Dormammu thing, and then I realized, nope.
No,
very wrong.
That's, yes, well...
Strange is Marvel.
Strange is Marvel. That's DC. It is a different universe. So...
At least I realized it before I said it.
That's true. Something. That is, see, younger. Can do that. Let's see. Where was I headed? The thing about the supernatural is they are going to bring Constantine on to explain it to him.
Right. I remember that now.
And to try to give them some
method. We never saw Constantine.
Never saw Constantine because I thought it was going to be yucky. Just my opinion. So, what other things? Flash.
Flash is awesome.
Flash looked good.
Very much approve of Flash.
Very little bit of Jay Garrick. This last show.
Yeah, like a minute of his screen time.
Yeah, but he's going to do more.
Also, John Wesley Shipp is off the show, apparently. Or at least temporarily.
Temporarily.
I'm not okay with that.
I was hoping that he'd be like...
Part of Team Flash, right?
Part of Team Flash.
How cool would that be?
A mentor type, you know. Instead, they're going to have Dr. Stein be a mentor. Well, and they're going to bring in Jay Garrick to be a mentor for flashiness.
Right, because I started to say, there's nothing he could teach you about being the Flash.
No, but he could be a father
figure.
He could go and... And they could cry on each other's shoulders about when he didn't save the person and all those kinds of things.
That's more Joe's job in the show.
It is, because Joe is kind of a stepfather in a way, or a foster father.
I can understand why the writers didn't want him on, because it would mess up some of the dynamics they have, but there was no in-character reason for him to leave, was there?
Well, it seemed rather strained.
Yeah.
He was basically saying, if I'm not here, you won't be worried about protecting me, so you'll be better off.
I almost...
That's a little lame.
I almost wonder if he's got some other agenda that he's working
he
on.
He may, in fact... I hope he doesn't become like a bad guy.
That'd be bad.
I wouldn't like that
That'd
at all.
Bad.
But anyway, but the good news is there's a lot to watch on TV.
Yes.
Matter of fact, there's so much to watch on TV, it's hard to watch all the stuff on TV.
Yes.
You don't have enough time.
No.
I've heard a rumor, a theory, that we only have about 5 more years of superhero shows.
Wow.
And then the fad will pass. Kind of like all the shows where they game against each other for reality show things. You know, like The Island, they vote you off The Island, whatever that is. I've never watched any of that stuff.
That's still going on, by the way.
Oh, it is. Well, see, there you go. But nobody cares anymore. That's my point.
Lots of people care, just not people that
Okay, musicals.
That's still going on.
All right, I don't watch these things, so I don't care. Superhero shows, science fiction shows, the occasional crime drama like NCIS.
Those
and
I would
NCIS,
like to go away, but...
And NCIS.
NCSI and CSI and CSI and CSI.
Well, now there's only one CSI, and that's CSI
yes,
Cyber.
There's been four.
And it's been very lame, but it's a little better this season, just a little. Hopefully they'll do
then
better.
There's Minority
Ted Danson's
Report,
on it.
Which is a sci-fi crime drama.
What is?
Minority Report.
Minority Report, yes. It's got a slow start so far.
Then there's Gotham, which is a superhero crime
Whoa.
Drama.
Whoa. Gotham.
Just saying.
Yes, and
but no, that actually is a very good show.
We didn't watch Gotham the first season.
No, we did not.
We kind of went,
well, I mean, here's the
too
thing.
Dark. You
we
know.
Thought it was going to be darker than it was.
Yes.
Yeah, we thought they were going to go overboard with, like, you know, murder and death and awful.
Yeah.
Which they kind of did.
They kind of did, but they managed to make it comic booky.
Right, that's the thing. We didn't think it would be Batman. We thought it would be, oh, look, it's a crime drama based in Gotham.
Right.
But it's actually...
So my expectations were super low.
Yeah, but it actually is rather impressive.
We went back and binge-watched off of
the
Netflix,
entire first
the
season.
The whole first season.
Not Netflix, but yes.
Almost, not quite in one sitting, but pretty close. And, dude...
Like three sittings.
Three sittings. And Maybe. It was very good. So we were very much ready for this second season.
Yeah, second season, it started off with a bang, although... We should probably avoid spoilers, right?
Yeah, we should avoid spoilers. In case you want to go start binge-watching.
Something happened in this latest episode that we are not happy about.
True.
And it's...
Yes,
like,
true.
Like, because they... Basically, a character left the show that we didn't want to leave the show.
Or has he? Yes, the casting was absolutely spot on. So, anyway. So, watch Gotham. If you haven't already, you're probably out there going, I've watched the whole first season, dude. So anyway, so what's happening in the gaming world?
Things. Fallout 4.
Who?
Fallout 4.
Oh, Fallout 4,
That's
yes.
That's the big one. Coming.
You said Pilot 4, and I was like, what?
No. Fallout 4 is coming November. Yes, November. And it will be amazing.
Some of the clips I've seen look pretty good.
It's really going to be awesome. It's like, I think it's the first, probably not the first, but it's the first major game where you can name your character, mm-hmm. where they'll say your character's name in dialogue. Because they have a whole bunch of, like, names pre-recorded.
Neat trick.
So as long as you choose a name that they have pre-recorded, obviously. But, yeah, like,
Shevlik, forgot Stupid, probably isn't in there, but Bruce,
no.
maybe?
Bruce should be,
Bruce
you know, Harold certainly is.
Harold?
Fred. Kevin. Probably.
Fred.
Probably not that Fred.
Yeah, not my imaginary friend Fred.
Not that spelling.
Well, P-H-R-E-D is not that unusual. Right, Fred? Yes. He says that's how you spell it. He's a little ornery.
Anyway, so that's going to be good. Uncharted 4 is coming early next year. That's going to be good.
What about Mass Effect? Any new Mass Effects?
There is a new one in the works.
In the works.
No release date yet.
What about Master Chief? Those commercials they've been showing,
yeah.
you know, they've just been, they're sad. They make me sad.
Well, here's the thing. Last mm-hmm. game, spoiler warning.
Spoiler alert!
Cortana died. So he's really out of sorts.
Well, but Cortana's an AI. You could just... reactivate her.
No, because, I mean, she had her own experiences that created a personality. You couldn't recreate that.
Probably got a backup somewhere. You know, yeah. I mean, just...
I mean, they also were
always back
in the far reaches of the galaxy. way to make it back up.
Well.
In any case, point is she died, so he's out of sorts, and now apparently something's going on with the, what are they even called? The Earth Coalition of Science? I don't know.
Yeah. Those dudes.
Earth them. Is not happy with Master Chief for some reason. I don't
know. Well, it's probably because he's just too cool for them.
Well, true. But here's the thing. Halo 5 is only on Xbox One.
Well, they're doing that to force people to buy Xboxes.
Nope.
He is an anti-Xbox One
person. Not going to happen.
He's totally PlayStation 4.
And Wii U.
Enough said. And, of course, you can. I'm going to go ahead and close this since my battery has apparently died anyway.
True. Well done.
PS4, Taco Bell's giving one away every 10 minutes, they say. I haven't actually seen this firsthand.
I don't think they mean every location. Yeah. It's like worldwide we're getting
worldwide. Somebody somewhere is getting an Xbox, a gold one. I mean, I would be down with that to get a gold Xbox.
Like, I mean, if it was made of gold, then
it's a little blingy, but, you know.
Well, you could melt it down and sell the gold.
I don't think it's real gold.
What's the point of that?
What's the point? Correct. So, was there anything else we were going to try to accomplish?
Probably.
We're running along as we usually do. By the way, this setup here, this is an Alesis Multimix 6 USB mixer here. And we're using that with some MXL wired lavalier mics going into the Canon camera.
And some dice.
Dude. And the Chromecast, which we are actually we've given it away.
It's virtually given away
because I have not yet mailed it. Because Wes hasn't sent me an email with his address yet.
Need transporters.
He needs to get on the stick and do that.
Right? I mean, come on, guys.
Think so. Anyway, I'll send him an email and actually notify him because he's probably not watching the show. Which, by the way, I'm being modest. By the way, that was the other thing I was going to mention. We were going to try to have 500 new subscribers by the 400th episode. Yes. However, we only got to 477.
So close.
So close. But it's your fault. Just saying. It is.
Right,
look at yourself in the mirror. It's your fault. Because you didn't go grab your friend, drag them in front of the computer, and say, register for Dr. Bill's website. The YouTube site. Not the website. The YouTube site. Because that helps the cause. And the cause is silliness.
Ah, I see.
Silliness.
That makes far more sense.
It does. And we're quite good at silliness. Right, Fred? He's always on top of things. You'll also notice we are, this will disappoint Fred quite a bit, we don't have a new Geek Software of the Week this week. You can hear the whole audience just did that. No, but we do have a refresh of a Geek Software of the Week, and that is Malt Cloud, which is an odd name, but it's basically multiple cloud services in one. That was a Geek Software of the Week last year, sometime within the last year. However, it has been totally rewritten, refreshed, and there's all kinds of new features, and we have an article out there to check out that. Dude. So we'll call it there.
There was some content.
There was one tiny bit of content. And if you go read the article, you'll find that there's an offer there on Malt Cloud. They have offered you another 2 gig of cloud storage if you combine all your cloud storage into their one thing. Multiple cloud, Malt Cloud.
I see.
That's how that works. So, do that. Enjoy your Malt Cloudiness.
Nope.
Nope, doesn't work. Cute kitty.
Yeah, our kitty's across the room.
Our kitty is across the room, snuggling with the mommy. Gotta love that. So join us again next time. It won't be the 400th episode. Next time it'll be the 401st.
That's how numbers work.
Just saying. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.